In 1923, what is today Iowa State University, played a football game at the University of Minnesota. In part, due to the events of that game, the two schools that share a state line did not meet again on the gridiron for 66 years. The story of that fateful game is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jack Trice was born in 1902 in a small town outside of Cleveland, Ohio. As Jack entered his teenage years, his family had him move homes in order to prepare for his future life.
Sadly, his father died when he was very young. So when he did get to high school age, his mother sent him to live with his aunt and uncle in Cleveland. He was from a really small community that did not have a very large black population. And so she wanted him to get more acclimated with what his life was going to be like in his future.
Alex Pfeiffer is the exhibits manager at the Ames History Museum. We sat down in one of the city's parks to talk about Jack's life, his love for football, and his route to this town and the university here.
His former coach got hired at Iowa State, Sam Willimon. Sam went and recruited five or six of those players and encouraged them to come to Iowa State.
Trice became the first African-American athlete at what is today Iowa State University, a fact not lost on the young man, as evidenced by a letter found after his death that he had written to himself before his first major football game versus the University of Minnesota.
Just some thoughts before my first real college game of my life. The honor of my race, family, and self are at stake. I think he knew how important this was for him and for players that were going to come after him.
On October 6, 1923, Trice's Cyclones played against the Gophers of Minnesota. He broke his collarbone in the first half, yet kept playing. In the third quarter, he suffered another injury.
And he threw his body at the legs of the blocker, hoping to cause a pileup. And unfortunately, he didn't get turned over enough and ended up on his back. So he got trampled on his stomach in there, which is where his injury came from, internal bleeding.
Trice was hurt, but cleared by the local hospital to make the trip back to Iowa. Our story and his legacy continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Ames, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.